Are you ready?
Yes. What did the O say to the Q?
What the fuck? What did the P on me?
Dude, your dick's hanging out. I honestly don't get this one.
I get it.
Why do you get this one?
No, I don't. Because even... Why are you telling me a joke that you don't even fucking understand?
I don't know. Maybe because I thought you were going to get it. I was praying that you were going to understand.
Oh, actually... clearly, you know, it has something to do with the P. Oh, you said what did the O say to the Q? I get it.
What did the O say to the Q?
Yeah. Because the Q has little...
Oh, your dick is hanging out. Oh, that makes sense.
But I thought it had something to do with the P. But, okay.
I guess not.
Okay, well, the O... Not... Never mind.
Oh my goodness, how have these past 2 weeks been for you?
Amazing.
Amazing. In just one word.
In one word.
In one word.
In one word, honestly. Okay, one word.
Stressful. But I need you to find a synonym to that.
A synonym to stressful?
Yes.
Difficult.
Why?
I mean, went to the doctor, you know. I'm healthy.
Are you pregnant?
Physically, no.
How many weeks are you?
I'm not pregnant.
Is it a boy or a girl?
Neither.
Neither.
Why?
An alien?
Why does it have to be a gender?
It doesn't have to be a gender. Come on, XI.
My child's gonna be... Never mind. Cow XY, bitch.
XI.
Oh my god. I mean, whoever that... Whoever Cow was... bitch, lust over him when I was. What the fuck was that?
It's a chord that I
he
found.
He was so foine. Foine.
Okay.
How was your week, bitch?
It was great. I don't remember much of it, but it's okay.
Is that your one word, great?
Let me find a synonym for great.
Wow, you can say amazing.
That's basic, and we're not basic bitches
here.
No,
he's gonna find something he can't pronounce.
Exactly. That's why we have Google.
Go ahead and get tongue tied.
We have.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciable.
Appreciable.
Yes.
Can we get that?
Oh, hold on, go ahead. Wait, there's more.
Oh.
Superfluous.
Superfluous.
Superfluous. No, superfluous.
Yes.
Superfluous is how I'm going to say it.
He was confident.
It's my world, and you just live in it.
It's
it was
fine.
Unrestrained,
we
unrestricted,
all had those moments.
Unlimited.
I
preposterous.
Okay.
Okay. It was unnecessary.
These synonyms are unnecessary.
Unjustifiable.
Yes.
Yes.
Come on, thank you, Webster.
What did you do this week? Ow. Oh, I went to dinner. I looked like. I don't know how to even fucking say it, but it was good, okay?
Yeah.
I had some chicken curry.
And what did you order to drink at this really fancy dinner, you ratchet bitch?
Hey, look, the servers fucking love me, okay? Because, you know, there's, like, real rich-ass people come to these restaurants. Mm-hmm. First of all, let me tell you something. So we're at this restaurant, and I'm sitting here, right? And I'm just, like, talking, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh, my God, those people look so familiar. And the person I'm with was like, yeah, we've done an event with them. And I was like... Oh, that's cool. And then they came up to me. I was like, oh, those are those people. These people own... So, like, there's this group of friends that own restaurants in Atlanta, right?
Right.
They all own, like, 5 or 6 restaurants in and out throughout the city, but they all, like, hang out.
Okay.
My company did the 35th birthday party of one of the owners. So, I mean, the people that come and eat at this restaurant are very, like, high class, okay? We're talking about, like...
Just it was rich. A 5-star restaurant,
just
basically.
Yeah. I don't know if it was 5-star. It definitely wasn't 5-star.
It looked like 5-star.
It looked like... It was not. It looked like it, but it wasn't.
Because then portions were small.
I swear to God, those were like 100 calorie packs, okay? Because you know, girl loves a fucking buffet, and I'm sitting here like, am I supposed to eat all this? Anywho. So, a girl loves a margarita.
Mm-hmm.
A girl also likes... She's a closeted... Hennessy drinker.
Mm-hmm.
So when you put those bitches together, shit is good. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It was actually really fucking good, and I was lit, bitch.
He ordered a Hennessy margarita, is what he's trying to tell you guys.
Two of them. I did.
Which means he was off his ass.
It was. It was great. I got invited to go to a spa in Arizona, though.
a spa.
So the people that own the restaurant group definitely just opened up their own spa in Arizona. So, you know, they were like, you should come. And I was like, this is
fancy.
You know, I definitely should, but I don't make nearly as much money as any of you guys. So there's that.
Right, you're gonna pay for my flight.
For me to breathe the same air as you.
Oh, honestly.
Come on. So I did that. What else did I do? I met a very nice lady this week.
Why was she so nice?
So I met her through a networking group. She just like her energy was just so calming. Like when I was around her, I was just like, ooh, like.
Was she an older lady?
No, she was a massage therapist.
Okay.
So she just, like, talked to you like this with no energy. I don't even know what the fuck it is, bitch. There was just no, like, no highs, no lows.
She was just very, like,
yes.
Sultry.
Like, just all I wanted her to do was talk to me.
And I'm like, bitch, speak up.
Get mad at me. Get excited. What just happened?
Nothing. Keep going.
Tell me.
I'll tell you after.
No, tell me right now. What is going on?
I was swiping for you and I actually super liked someone.
Who did you super like?
Some white man. I don't fucking know.
Oh. Anywho. So yeah, there's that on that.
That
was my week. I'm going to Philly tomorrow.
Yes! Philly. Yes. You going to eat a Philly cheesesteak?
Probably.
I don't like Philly cheesesteak. I like chicken Phillies though.
Ew, bye.
I don't want that.
I just got chills.
Are you cold?
I don't know.
Oh my god.
Maybe somebody's talking about me.
I'm swiping on Tinder for prom. You don't go to the Tinder trials or whatever. Even though I stopped doing it. I just started today. This guy right here.
Ew.
Went on a date with him once.
Ew. Ew.
I saw him.
I don't care. Let me see.
You don't care what?
Does he got a big dick?
No.
Oh. He a bottom.
Yes, okay. It was a bukkake video.
Oh, I want to see it.
He looks very uncomfortable.
I would be uncomfortable too, bitch.
I was like, I would report this. I would sue. Wait, please take this off. Anyways, Tinder trials, speaking of, I stopped doing it because people were just very bland and boring, and it was a little like pulling teeth trying to have conversations with these people.
Did these people even have teeth to pull?
Yes. I'm not gonna jump on a date with somebody who doesn't have teeth.
Oh my god, I would lose my fucking mind.
Can you imagine?
Bitch, I would get up and leave so quickly. I'm so sorry. Just like, teeth is like my biggest thing.
Teeth are very important.
Okay.
Like, I don't care, you know, like, I like a little gap or whatever, sometimes it's just, you know, I just need you to have all of your teeth.
You don't need the back teeth.
You need all of your teeth.
No, you don't.
I have all of mine, so you need all of yours,
too. Honestly, if you had dentures, I'd be okay with it, too.
Dentures?
Yeah, why not? You can take like permanent?
Oh, No. No, because what if...
what?
You like, you guys, you know, you guys, you know, get to that level, you know?
Of what, him taking his teeth out? I wonder if that's the same thing when, like, a girl takes her hair off. Her, like, wig off.
I feel like teeth are a lot worse.
Are they, though?
Like, that's scary.
Are they, though?
Like...
Bitch, don't your lips go like this?
I don't know, does it? Does it actually? I don't know. I just feel like that is just not normal.
I'd be like this. If I didn't have teeth, I'd be...
Hey, I would talk with this stuff. I would literally have a fucking surgeon's mask on my face.
Be like, I'm sick.
I'm sick. I mean, like, every time you see you have this mask on.
Don't.
There's so much stuff in the air.
I'm trying to be healthy, okay?
Trying to be healthy.
Pure.
You know. Yeah, no. Scary. Yeah, that'd freak me out a little bit to see some dentures in a little glass jar.
Oh my god, that happened to me with my grandpa, and that terrified me, and that's why I have really pretty teeth now.
I remember
went to my bedroom when he was sleeping, like, he was sleeping over because he lived in Boston, and I lived in Florida at the time, and in a cup, he had his dentures, like, in the solution that you normally put, like, to clean it. Bitch, that was the scariest shit I've ever seen in my entire life.
Terrifying.
I was like, teeth come out of people's mouths? Because I didn't know what dentures were.
Yeah, terrifying. But, what were we talking about? Yeah, Tinder trials. So, that's that on that. I guess I can continue. These bitches are just so fucking boring. Jesus, help me. Like, ugh. I'd be like, hey, how's it going? Hi. That's all they say. That's hi. Boring. Like, okay, unmatch. And I immediately unmatch them, too. Like, yeah, it's just too much. But yeah, that's on that. Anything on your mind this week?
The only thing that's on my mind is money.
Period. Money. Green.
Greenbacks.
Green what?
Greenbacks.
Greenbacks.
Yeah, that's the name of money.
Greenbacks?
Greenbacks. Look it up.
Oh, I don't know who the fuck you're raising your voice at, bitch. Green. Backs. Oh. Well, what the fuck are we in the 1920s?
Probably.
1861 to 1862. Bitch, get the fuck out of here. Anyways, so. Well, since that's all you have on your mind, I guess...
Okay, what I have on my mind...
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to Philly.
Okay.
With a boy.
Okay.
A friend. If you must.
Okay.
We're just like, we just travel together. Is that wild?
No.
Oh.
I mean...
I just feel like I have boys in Atlanta, and then I have boys outside of Atlanta, and I'm just never expecting my life to be where it's at right now. Living.
How do you think your life is going to be?
I figured I would have a boyfriend by now. I got multiple now.
Multiple.
Not just one, multiple.
He is a player.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, interesting.
It is.
It's so funny how, like, back in the day, like, oh, we want this, we want that, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that. What have we done?
I don't know. I just, like, I'm just gagged. There's just, like, so many things that I sit back and I'm just like, wow.
Yeah.
And I just do it, but I'm just like, wow.
Like, I was so keen on, like, oh, when I turn this age, I'm going to be engaged. And when I turn this age, I'm going to move here. And then when I turn this age, I'm going to be married.
Yeah.
Now I'm 26. I'm not married.
You're not there.
I'm just not there.
You're not here.
And that's fine.
It's... Trust me.
It's fine.
We have our entire life.
Because those dreams and goals that we wanted were low-key not realistic. And we were young. We didn't know what the fuck we were talking about. We also didn't know how hard it was going to be to accomplish these, to get there.
Maybe you just don't want those things.
I want to get married, and I want to get engaged.
Ew.
I want those things.
Ew.
I want to move.
You're gross.
I want a husband.
You're disgusting and gay, and you should be...
I want a husband, a child, and a dog.
Taken care of for your sins. We're going to conversion camp.
Absolutely
not. Pack your bags. Let's go.
Mm-mm. But yeah. Anyways. That is funny. Funny how we are where we are.
I think I travel a lot.
You definitely travel a lot.
I didn't think I was going to be here.
But, I mean, who needs a man? You need a man.
I know I can do shit on my own. Trust and believe. But that's not fun.
Bad bitch. You can do bad all by yourself.
Okay. She does it every day when she wakes up. Period.
Period.
I'm so mad I fucking say that because I tried so hard to not jump on that dumbass bandwagon.
Period?
Yes.
I don't say it that much. I say it in, like, a joking way.
I'll be like, period.
Period, poo.
Period.
No. It is annoying. I remember us discussing that.
It's really... Why?
I mean, it's just catchy. You hear it everywhere. That's why. It'll die down.
I literally hear it at every event. I hear it at every fucking radio station. I hear it at work. I get stressed out. I'm just like, okay, well, now I'm going to start saying it.
Speaking of dying out, I'm ready for this Popeye's chicken sandwich to die down.
I waited 35 minutes in the drive-thru line after work, and I still didn't get one. It's not funny. I have a picture of it. I don't think I told you guys that I was there.
I want to try this fucking sandwich. And I'm just... If I'm disappointed, I'm going to be so upset. How disappointed is that going to be? Like, everybody's, like, raving about it just to find out It's gross. Oh, God.
It's not gross. I feel like if I put the honey sauce on it, it would be good.
Hot sauce? I don't like
the smell. No, the honey. Like, you know, like, honey that you put on your biscuit? Bitch, if you put that on your chicken, that shit is good as fuck.
You put honey on your fucking chicken?
Let me tell you, I'm onto something and y'all just don't even know.
I don't know.
Wait, who do you live with? The zoo?
I live with...
What is this?
With Smokey the Bear. Because we have all these woods in the back. But, yeah, I mean, I want to try a chicken sandwich.
We should go right... Is Popeye's open right now?
I'm not going to Popeye's right now. It's 10:21.
I'm glad that you know the time. Your contacts are working. Great job.
Okay, this bitch... You got jokes tonight, bitch.
Bitch, she is like, you know... I feel lighter. I feel happier. It's wild how things can just like happen. Mm-hmm. Just things are just great.
Good.
She's really just out here.
She's out here living her best life.
Honestly, and acting more of a mess than ever before.
That is lovely.
No, it's not. Do you know how much trouble I get into? Can I tell you one of my sexcapades I had? I'm going to talk to you about it.
Yeah, let's go.
It was last night.
Oh, this is recent. This is fresh.
This was last night. So... This boy was like, yo. I was like, yes. He was like, I'm at my friend's house. I'm house sitting, but he's in New York. Do you want to come over? And I was like, send me the address. So anytime somebody sends me an address, I always Google Maps it and then street view it.
Yeah.
Because I want to see, like, well.
Where are you going?
Where am I going? Is it nice? Can I stunt in it? These are some nice ass apartments that I went to in Sandy Springs.
Yeah.
So we go there. Anyway, we fuck in the boy's bed, his friend's bed. No sheets, no nothing. And then afterwards we leave. And he's like, he'll clean his room when we get back. I've never expected my life to be like this. I'm that girl. Do I care? Nope. Would I do it again? Absolutely.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
But I hope I see the boy and be like, I definitely fucked in your bed. And you have no idea. That's so
tragic.
I am literally trash.
I would be so pissed.
And then I walked out like, I'm that girl. Huh, what are you gonna do?
I mean, not like he was there.
You said what?
Not like he was there.
It doesn't matter. It's like my little secret that I have.
Ugh. Just to...
I wish you were a host and then we could talk about our sex capades. Like, I feel like that would be so much fun.
Not you wish I was a host.
I really wish you were. It'd be great.
You know.
It would be great.
House smile. Yeah.
And then the bitch that called me bow-legged at the gym, his coworker, I ran into her at an event. Oh my god, we should all go get drinks. Bitch, no. The only... I mean, not.
Ooh. Not this.
It's wild.
Not this. What was it tell? Disgusting. What was it tell you? I don't remember what to tell you. If I found out, like, my friend fucked in my bed.
That is.
I would.
Well, can you even be friends with your friend anymore?
I wouldn't even say anything. I would go to their house immediately and just fuck them up. I would tase them so quick.
Oh my god, I'm screaming. That is just like...
That's so disrespectful. I'm glad to find this so hilarious.
It is so funny because I'm never letting anybody house sit for me, ever.
Never.
I will never do this. I'm going to
have cameras.
I will be like, Morgan, house sit for me. No, because... Yes, I can trust Morgan. I would never let anybody else house sit for me, ever.
Like, you fucked in my bed?
In his...
A stranger. You brought a stranger to my house.
I know.
He could have been a thief. You could have been a thief.
I really could have been a thief. Jelani is so mad right now.
I am so upset. Wow. Wow. That's just insane to me.
People are trash.
Trash.
Am I trash for doing that?
I mean...
I feel like I'm not trash for that.
No. I'm just baffled. Excuse me. I want to move on, because if I keep thinking about this, I'm going to get upset. I'm just looking at my bed. I'm just like...
Who have you had over here?
Bitch, I would be so mad. Yeah, I just want to talk about the pressure of, like, being fit.
And, like, I see a fit bitch in front of me.
Okay, first of all, the pressure of being fit our society and our culture.
Who's giving you pressure? Who?
I'm just saying there's a lot of pressure to stay skinny or to look a certain way within our community. You don't agree? Am I pressured? No, I don't give a fuck. But I used to.
Do you give a fuck right now because you're talking about it?
No. Bitch, I literally just said at this moment, no, I do not care. But I used to be that person.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, period? End of story?
Period. I'm just saying, like...
I feel like at a point, it's like, oh, I care about what I look like. And I feel like skinny is the only way to get boys. And to have abs is the only way to get boys.
Yeah.
And to be tall is the only way to get boys. And to be whatever. Let me not say that. I was really about to say some dumbass shit, but I'm not going to do it. Anywho, I feel like once you get older, that shit goes away because then you realize, like, it's all a facade of, like, what your own self thought you should be or what everybody else should thought you, like, this whole idea was made up by a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Those people's opinions don't matter.
Exactly. Like, if you could tell your younger self one thing about, like, this topic, what would you say to your younger self?
I wouldn't say anything.
I would tell my younger self, you're not fat. Period.
Oh my god. Remember how we used to talk about how, like, fat asses and stuff like that?
Yeah.
I would tell myself, like, it really is not that big of a deal.
Having a fat ass?
Like, if you don't have one, don't, like, stress it. It's gonna be okay. Little booties matter.
Little booties matter, you guys.
Okay.
I don't have a little booty. But she don't. They matter.
A badonk.
I do not have a badonk. I feel like my butt is very proportional to my body. My thigh-butt ratio is perf.
I think it's just a sign of maturity.
Yeah, I get that. This bitch. I mean, I'm trying to be... Now, like, I don't work out to be skinny. I just work out to be healthy.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm trying to replace chocolate and chips with fruits. Which is why I had...
Oh my god, I'm about to have a heart attack just thinking about
grapes
that.
And... It wasn't bad.
Do you know what the best meal was I've ever had? What? Was when I brought that Taco Bell party box over here. And we were right about to record. That shit was good as fuck.
Good as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Delish. However, I'm trying to be a healthier me.
Okay.
You know? That's
you're,
all.
You're trying to be healthy.
Because I'm getting older. We are getting older, bitch. We both have birthdays coming up.
I feel like my body is changing.
In a good way or a bad way?
A good way.
Yeah.
I just feel like, again, it's like maturity. Not necessarily getting older. I just feel like... That video I sent y'all today, my face looks so different.
Prone literally evolved. Like, you know how you see those fucking evolution pictures when you start off as a monkey, turn to a human? That is legit Prone.
I don't know what is going on.
I don't know. I feel like me and Tyler look like the same, and you look completely different.
I don't know if it's like a good thing or a bad thing. I just feel like I look like a different person.
Yes, you do.
Like,
Julie literally said, you lucky got a facelift.
I feel like that's good. Does that mean I'm aging backwards?
Yeah, maybe you're Benjamin Buttoning it up.
You never know. I don't fucking know because...
Can you imagine?
Can I tell you something? What if I look like totally different at 30, bitch?
I'm just saying, like, can we imagine if me, you, and Tyler are on a trip and then we wake up and your ass is a fucking
child.
Infant. I would die. I think I would leave you.
What's going on?
I'd put you in a dumpster.
But, like, thinking about it, I look at myself, like, my younger self. I'm like, I don't look bad, but I look way different.
Like, even your baby picture, you, like, no one was... But your pictures, you can tell, oh, that's so-and-so, that's so-and-so.
I look different in every...
Every, like...
Fucking, every, like, 5 years, I look different.
I don't understand.
I don't know what's going on.
Every 10 years.
What's going to happen because when I'm, like, fucking 30?
You're going to... I don't know what you're going to look like at 30, to be honest.
I'm just screaming.
I'm just going to be like, who is this? You can knock on my door one day and just be like...
Look at the picture from us when we were in 2015, the one of us at 10.
You don't look like you looked now.
I don't.
It's really weird. That's really weird, actually. That's so fucking crazy. You look nothing. Wow. Yeah. I'm trying to find the picture, but...
I don't know what's going on.
Like, the only thing really different about me and Tyler is that we have facial hair.
Yeah.
Like, I have a full beard, and I didn't back then.
Bitch, my whole entire face changed.
Your whole entire face changed. Only thing that's the same as your eyebrows.
Always.
That's it, literally. I'm trying to really...
I don't even want to, like... I'm gonna.
You look so different.
I look like a fucking... I feel like I look
I'm more like... Who is this?
Hispanic, I guess.
Now?
Do you think so?
You look more Hispanic now?
Yeah.
I would say... Who is that?
I don't know. I don't fucking know.
I have to call Tyler after this. Because, like, you don't look the same at all in, like, any way. They look completely different. Like, as a child, you can tell this is me. You as a child, we do not know that it's you. I don't understand. I need Bill Nye the Science Guy. We have a fucking problem. But,
bitch, wild.
Wow, Benjamin Button.
I don't fucking know what it is, okay?
Like, who is that? That means that's you now, but... No, who would have ever thought? Wow, I don't understand. Interesting.
Wild.
Well, you guys... That is weird. We didn't really talk about the body thing. Who is that? And that was what?
That 2 years ago? That was 2018.
A year and a half ago. Bitch, what the fuck? I don't understand. You guys can't see what we see, but we're going to post it. We're going to post it side by side.
And be like, where the fuck has Perone gone through?
Yeah. What has happened to
Perone? What is going on with Perone?
Bitch, who is this?
That's what I'm saying. Can you take a picture of this side by side? This picture? Hold on.
We're just really like...
Take a picture of this next to your...
Okay.
Send that in the group. Send this to Tyler. Be like, what the fuck is going on with Perone?
I'm doing it right now.
Y'all, I'm turning into a mutant.
Basically... What else? What else is going on? We really got so sidetracked right there.
Do we want to get into the more of, like, this being, like, the body image thing?
We can. I mean...
I don't think it affected me that much. I think it was the whole, like, ass fat type of thing. I was like, girl, she got no ass, but it's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay. I'm fine now.
Yeah.
I'm that bitch with or without an ass.
With or without.
Period.
Yeah, no. I always had the pressure of, like, trying to be as skinny as I possibly could. And that is such a bad problem. And that still goes on today. Like, people feel like they cannot gain weight. Like, you guys, it's okay. You know? It's okay. If you want, I don't know. I just don't want to work that hard for.
I think everything in life, you have to work hard for it that you want.
Yeah, I don't want abs that bad.
I don't want abs that bad because I still get dick regardless.
Period.
Still get loving.
Period.
And I get to eat McDonald's, bitch.
I mean, I'm trying not to do that because, ew.
But a double cheeseburger is good as fuck.
You know, I prefer McDouble over a double cheeseburger. They're different.
How are they different?
I don't know, but they're different.
Can you help our friend out? Please send him the picture.
Oh, I didn't. God. I hate that fucking...
They give me a headache looking at it. Tell them I'm having another stroke right now.
Not this. Oh my God. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't want to start going to the gym more. It's just...
Yes.
It's not a priority.
You don't get my reminders every morning. My little like, oh, I've completed a workout.
What time do you go?
At like 5 o'clock in the morning.
Bitch, my watch is on the charger.
Oh, okay.
Bitch, I don't see
that. I saw y'all check my Instagram story though.
Yeah. I was like, bitch, I went right back to sleep.
A crackhead.
Crackhead at the gym. I've been taking selfies.
And just to let y'all know,
check in.
It's two months away.
2 months away.
She got a little countdown there. Ugh. Are you ready?
No.
Never?
Look, I don't know how LA's gonna be, however, it's gonna be fun regardless.
He said a metamorphosis.
Metamorphosis.
He said, what's happening to Perone?
Jesus. But yeah, I guess that's it. Do you have anything else you want to say?
I think that's it for this week. It was good. It was a nice little venting sesh.
Nice little vent.
We like a little. It wasn't like full blown. It was like medium speed.
Not medium speed, bitch.
You know?
My eyes are dry.
Yeah.
But yeah, you guys. So.
Check us out on Instagram. Oh. Do we have an Instagram? Tyler.Perone. Jelani Amir. BD Bussy. BD Bussy Baby. Bad Baby.
Where are you going?
Peace out, Girl Scouts.
Wow, he's ending this. So proud.
Time to go. Bye.
Bye, guys.